We're back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. First day of Eagles Radiothon. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, let's jump right into it. I ain't feeling real good. Not feeling real good. Nine straight up there at Citi Field. Come on, man. Another loss last night. Not feeling great, but I'm not going to panic. Jackie Baseball, hoping you got some words of encouragement for everyone. Because right now, I'm a little shaky. Holla at your boy.
It wasn't that bad. You know, it wasn't that bad. What do you want me to do? They can't go 162-0. Burn the boats. Wow.
That's baseball. Yeah, well, there's no turning back now. The boats are burned, buddy. The boats are burned. Yeah.
I think we might be looking for the boats.
Yeah, well.
We're looking for the boats.
Let me tell you, they're not there. They're burned. We got to go forward. Mm-hmm. So it's a big show, as always. It is the first day of Eagles Radiothon on the WIP Afternoon Show. So Cam Jurgens and Nolan Smith will be joining us during the show today.
Oh, okay. Great. You can grill him about mushroom jerky again.
I will. I've already purchased some to give to him at some point, so he can be a mushroom jerky guy. Larry Anderson joins us. I cannot wait to talk to Larry Anderson about the umps last night, by the way. And as I said, Eagles Radiothon going on. And as always, the WIP Afternoon Show broadcast has to be the most expensive broadcast of all of the items. So you go to EaglesRadiothon.com. There you can get the t-shirt, which is designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship, all that. We will have lots more on that as the show goes on. But unfortunately, we do have to start with last night's loss. It sort of felt like when they tied it at 5, we were going to lose that game eventually. Honestly.
I think we were going to win it.
No, I didn't. But
Bader?
I would say this, man. Like, there's a lot of melting down going on about the Mets. And I know it's something, you know, me saying that other people are melting down is
rich.
Is rich.
Well,
no,
it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yes, for sure. Yep. But I am not scared of the Mets. I don't know how last night was. It wasn't a win, but overall, it was generally what I wanted to see out of the Phillies. After they got crushed 13-3 and embarrassed, I wanted them to show up. Of course I wanted them to win the game. But the important thing to me was they showed up. Like Bryce Harper shows up. He's not wearing the ridiculous rivalry pack. He gets three hits.
You guys bullied him out of the head.
Good. He had three hits. He had one big one with the bases loaded. Two outs, bases loaded. The first two runs they scored.
I think he wore the Marlins.
Is that what? Yeah, it was teal. I don't care if he wears the Marlins one.
Right,
against
at least
the
it
Mets.
Wasn't the Mets.
Yes,
yes.
Against the Mets. I saw Harper show up. Mm-hmm. I saw Casty draw a big walk. I saw Stott draw a big walk. I saw Bader, two big hits, including the home run. They battled back. And, like, Duran blew the save. Whatever.
I am worried about that.
And the other thing that, like, that, and I'm not, I've never been an officials guy. I've never, ever in my life been a blame,
yeah,
the officials blame
yeah,
the umps.
Yeah, it's kind of surprised me with you with this.
Lizardo got squeezed unfairly last night. I don't know what the guy... Do I want him out after four innings? I don't. But if he is making perfect pitches that are in the strike zone to difficult hitters and he's not getting calls, if he has to throw eight strikes to Juan Soto, I understand why he got frustrated. I don't know how you get these guys out. If there are strikes, if there are spots he's trying to hit, he's hitting the spots and he's not getting the strike call, what does he do? You know, like, then you have to throw a worse pitch to make sure you get the call. So, this melting down, they're not going to lose every game at Citi Field.
You sure about that?
Yes.
How do you know? Yeah.
I am. Go in there, win the game tonight, be six games up. But when they come to Philadelphia next month, win 3 out of 4, and we'll see them in the playoffs. Mm. But, like, I saw what I needed to see out of the Phillies last night. They didn't win the game, but they showed up. It was they battled back. I thought it was a strong effort from the Phils. And I think we've gone a little overboard on the Mets are daddy, the Mets are daddy, the Mets are daddy. Like, relax.
Yeah, this is rich coming from you.
I'm
really is. Yesterday, you damn near have a cardiac arrest during, during the show about gloves, orange and blue, and shoes, and losing the game there.
And performance.
And I'm getting there. Don't you worry. I'm getting there. Yeah, and how we performed against the Mets and everything else. By the way, excusing Christopher Sanchez. I mean, rightfully so, but you didn't blow up over him.
No.
Yesterday. Okay, no. we didn't.
Yeah.
But you had a lot of other things that had you hot and bothered yesterday. Yes. And you mean to tell me after yesterday, you don't have any legitimate concern? I'm not saying we need to be pushing the panic button, but there's something about going up there to play, and even a bigger picture, pun intended, Luzardo is the up and down thing again. So while we all want to do the whole this guy, that guy should be the two, the three, or four, right now, coming off the performance Sanchez had two nights ago, who do we have extreme confidence in? Maybe just Christopher Sanchez.
In the playoffs, I have confidence in Ranger.
You do?
Yes, in the playoffs, I do.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's a gamer.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't have confidence in Luzardo, and I have more confidence in Aaron Nola than I have in either one of those other two guys. I do. Either way, no one else has any confidence in Aaron Nola. So my only point is saying is looking at Luzardo last night, only being able to get through four innings, and more importantly, allowing the Soto stepping out of the box, calling timeout late, like allowing this stuff to become a distraction to him, to where he's out there verbally challenging the ump. You can see he's visibly upset. Well, guess what? That doesn't help you in the playoffs or in a big game if that stuff happens. Like, the big-time pitchers get over that stuff and don't let it affect them the rest of the game. They get through that stuff. This kid has not gone into the deep waters, right, being counted upon in any meaningful situation.
He was getting jobbed last night, though.
Yeah,
I get it, but he was like, what do you want him to do?
My point is, I think it's two out of the last three starts I've seen this with him, where I think it was a start down in Washington he didn't feel good about. I may be wrong, but I think it was some other, he was getting squeezed in another ballpark to where you saw he didn't handle that well. My only thing is watching that and then watching, listen, Kirkering, you guys can tell me bringing Kirkering in with runners on base isn't conducive. You know what his ERA is, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? When you get to the postseason, you may have to inherit runners.
For sure.
So if you can't go to him with runners on base, then what? Where does Topper go?
Look.
He crumbled last night. Alvarado crumbled below the base the other night. And then, listen, I love the fact they got Duran here. I want to hear everyone tell me why I shouldn't be worried about this with him.
Because they're not hitting the ball hard. He's not hitting spots.
They're not hitting the ball hard. He's not throwing swing and miss pitches.
Well, I think the bigger deal is he's not hitting spots. He's not getting ground. He's not getting weak ground balls. They are.
That's not what I expect. Maybe I'm wrong. That's not what I expect from a guy who throws 103.
He strikes out like
ground balls. Like I expect him to throw the ball past guys.
He strikes out like one guy an inning. That is his stats. He's not above that.
Okay, so let me just say this then. Well, maybe we should have looked deeper into this. Because if I'm getting a closer to get all the fireworks coming out of here, I don't need runners on base every time he goes out there because they don't hit the ball directly to one of our defenders. Like, I need a closer who actually throws the ball past guys who I can count on for strikeouts.
Well, that's what Ryan Helsley is. The Mets traded for him. The guy's got a 10 ERA since he joined there. And we hit Harrison Bader hit a bomb off him.
I don't care about that. All I care about is our guy.
Duran will be fine.
Okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
And the Mets thing is like, let's relax with the Mets thing. I want them to win too. I'm angry. And by the way, like,
you can't say let's relax after yesterday.
Well, because
like those words can't come out of your mouth saying let's relax.
Absolutely, I can because I'll tell you why. Because they did not come to play in the first.
By the way, Bryce was 3-for-5 last night.
He was, and he also struck out in the biggest time. But
he can't go 5-for-5.
Well, I would rather.
Pick and choose when he gets the hits.
I would hold one of the singles.
He drove in runs. Did he not give? Did he drive in runs?
I'll
with two outs, bases loaded, big hit.
Yes, yep. Okay. I give him credit.
But I was told.
Oh, shut up. But no, but that's why, by the way, he brought it yesterday. I thought he brought it yesterday. The reason I melted down after the first game is because I thought he set a bad precedent for the team. He played mindless baseball. He cared more about marketing than playing, and he had a bad game. He didn't do that yesterday. He didn't wear Mets colors. He had three hits.
It's all because he didn't wear gloves and cleats.
No, and he also had three hits.
He's a great player. That's why he got three hits yesterday, because he didn't wear different cleats and gloves. This dude changes cleats and gloves all year long, it doesn't help him all the time.
It is a leadership issue, and I thought he played like a leader yesterday. He brought it yesterday.
Right.
By the way, the only thing that I am a little worried about this whole thing is Kyle Schwarber, who I know we're not allowed to criticize.
Not this year.
Kyle Schwarber, in his last seven games at Citi Field, is 2-for-26.
It's kryptonite.
He does not have a hit in this series. He did not have a hit at Citi Field in the NLDS, and he had two hits in 13 at-bats in the three-game series in April.
Earlier.
So, like, now, look, I know Diaz owns him. I think he's, what is he, 2-for-12 versus Diaz with 10 strikeouts?
Hey, you're not worried about the Mets.
No.
No, this was me last year. Bring on the Mets. Yeah, beat my chest. The Mets. Yeah.
Who was trying to tell you?
No, listen, and I've learned my lesson.
Thank you.
I'm not fighting it.
Always be fearful.
Listen.
I'm not
no
scared
confidence.
Of the
Mets. Not always be fearful. But look, when the evidence is right there in your face, you can't ignore it.
You're scared of Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso? Like, come on. What are we talking about
here?
Dude. It's a bunch of dorks.
I know they're dorks, yeah. But they cannot wait to play the Phillies. It's so annoying.
Especially up there.
That's fine.
And they're probably cheating.
They are probably
cheating. They're 100%
cheating.
Something's fishy.
Point that out. You guys ripped him for wanting to point
that
out.
If anyone else said it, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
But a lot of the numbers there, like, they're squaring up almost everything. Come on. Like, investigate the Mets.
They're definitely cheating.
100% cheating. We were just asking questions.
Yes.
But, like, at the same time, what's so concerning is it felt like so much work just to get back in that game to have a fighting chance. Like, even when they hit the home run, it was like,
I give him credit for fighting their way back in. I give him credit for that.
But
that was a major home run from Baylor last night.
It was major.
Big time.
Master.
Yeah.
Master Baylor.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Move past that.
On this great day. On this great day. But at the same time, like, there are real warts here. Kirkering can't come in. Like, that's a concern about a playoff spot. Like these last two nights, it felt like playoff games.
Yes.
Stars are going cold. When we talk about stars, got to be stars.
Yes.
None of it has
anything to do with the Mets.
Rice didn't go cold.
It has this. Well, he did strike out against Diaz.
Oh,
and one pitch against Tyler Rogers.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is you're pointing out the flaws the Phillies have. I know. The Phillies are not a flawless baseball team. I know. Ryan Kirkland's not a perfect pitcher. I know the offense goes cold. All of these things are definitely true. They have nothing to do with the Mets. They have nothing to do with Citi Field. They will be fine.
But I'm at the point now where I have to like beg the Mets to like miss the playoffs.
I want to beat them. I want to beat them. Actually. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Mets like these two cowards? Or are you a grown-up? Yeah, 215-592-9494. Lenny and Pittman, you're on WIP. What's up, Lenny?
It's psychological warfare. They're inside your head, man. Come on now.
They're not in my head.
I'm going to say, which one of us?
Yeah, whose head?
Let me tell you something. I if you don't get it by now, I do. This relief staff. First of all, you got the hair guy. He's got to play with his hair before he throws every pitch.
Strom.
He struck out the side last night.
He was great last night.
Pardon me?
He was great last night.
It was fantastic. Okay. Yeah, he threw nine pitches. You know he's going to lose this whole deal for you. It's not the players. That Topper is a goofball. 98 degrees in New York, and he's got a hood, a long sleeve hoodie on.
It was 76 degrees.
Yeah, it was not 98.
Everyone's wearing a hoodie outside. Yeah. Let's grow up, Lenny.
Are you mad at Topper for wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, it's chilly.
Hold on, why do you say you guys? Who are you a fan of, Lenny?
Anybody but the Phillies.
Why?
Oh,
why?
There it is.
Reds. How about the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, hold on. Don't pander to Ike.
Yeah.
I mean, what, are you like a parade on opening day instead of a parade in October?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
At least you're guaranteed one every year.
Yeah.
Lenny, you don't like the Phillies? You're not a Phillies fan and you're from Pittman?
Not at all.
Wow.
So is it just this Phillies team or is it the Phillies in general?
It's every year with the Phillies. We got the same thing.
Oh, you sound like a baby. Are you serious?
but it's going to work the pitcher.
Yes.
How long have we heard that Bryson's working the pitcher? It seems like the pitchers have worked him.
No. I mean, he's been really good the last 2 months, and he did work the pitcher last night. He worked a walk against Housley.
For 2 months, okay.
What?
Yeah, okay.
What's your point? You don't like the Phillies. Why? Like, you do like the Phillies. You're just too much of a coward to actually be a fan.
Absolutely wrong, sir. It's mental warfare now. They're in your head.
Okay. All right.
Crazy call.
Yeah.
Well, you put him up there.
Yeah. Lenny, what do you do for a living? What's that?
Keep thinking about it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Okay. What did you do when you worked?
I worked for the government.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
So you know a lot about psychological warfare.
Yeah, interrogation skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, Lenny. Get out of here. How does that guy get on the... What a
Fritz?
Loser.
I thought it was a great call.
He's just a Phillies hater.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
so
you didn't snoop that out.
Do you think he was a Mets fan?
No, like I think I've heard Lenny call other shows before as a big Phillies fan. So I thought
he's just mad. He actually sounds like a Phillies fan who feels burned.
Yeah. You know, what he sounds like
what
a 1964 Phillies fan.
Yes.
Like, he is very aware of what happened in 1964.
He does sound. He sounds burned.
I appreciate Negadelphia. I miss them.
215-592-9494. Oh, Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, can I just say up top, I'm sorry I yelled at you so much yesterday.
You ain't got to say sorry.
That's a beautiful moment.
I don't need no apologies.
Okay.
I don't need no apologies.
I was a little strong. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying. Don't soften me up, man.
Okay.
I came in for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I'm saying to you is, are you happy he changed his cleats yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. He went 3-for-5 yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, two RBIs yesterday.
Yes.
You want the guy to go 5-for-5.
No.
You know why they lost? You know why they lost yesterday? Like I've been saying, they have a Mets problem. The other guys don't show up. Where was Trey Turner at?
Well,
where was Swarbrick?
Where was Price at in game one?
This is what I'm saying to you. What I'm trying to say to you is this, right? Bryce shows up more times than not. You know what I mean? So what was the venom that was spurred to him yesterday was unwarranted.
No, it was totally warranted.
Because you don't understand, because to you,
he can't do any wrong.
Here we go.
Is he a leader? Let me ask you something, Chuck. Is he a leader or isn't he a leader?
I never said that. I said yesterday when I started off the call, he would tell you he had a game that he would want to forget. But you had to go into all the, you know, he shouted you out stuff and all. Let me tell you, that's true.
Shouted
me out.
It's true.
I am who I am.
Nah,
that's why Bryce shouted me out.
You are who you are. You're a bandwagon jumper.
And I was Chuck from out there.
You're a bandwagon jumper. You're a bandwagon jumper.
You're not even from Philadelphia. You're from Glen Mills. So you can't tell me.
Oh, nothing wrong with suburbs.
Okay, neither is Ike and neither is Jack.
I'm
urban media.
Yeah.
I mean, are you mad because that's the most significant thing that's happened? And you know what I mean? Nothing like that has never happened to you.
What are you talking about? You're on our show right now. Like your existence comes and goes as I see fit. Like, let's be honest, Chuck.
This call started with an apology.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
you are a bandwagon jumper, Chuck. You will be the first person to get on the air and carry the flag if they win 6 straight games. Just like you were with Embiid, just like you are with Jalen. And it's not that you're upset with a team that you want to win. It's that you want to be the baddest of the bad. You want to be the one to crush them the most. Because you don't cheer for them when they lose. You cheer for them to lose. You're only there when they win. And that is the truth, Chuck.
First of all, you don't know nothing about me being a fan. That's first.
Yes,
all,
I do.
Okay. And secondly, let me tell you this, right?
Yeah.
My father still got keys to the gym. Give me 2 rounds with you. Let me introduce you to my sport.
Okay?
All right. Give me 2 rounds.
Now you want to fight. Now you want to fight. Well, you know what happens, Chuck? When you can't keep up with words, you go to fists.
No,
is not what we do here.
Andy Boyle.
Well, yes.
Did that to you.
He did it to me. And Andy Boyle eventually apologized. I'm not going to do the Chuck fights me bit.
I start with an apology.
I don't know what to do. I just thought we were making progress.
I started with apology. I said I was sorry. I legitimately was.
I have nothing to add to
this. And I came out and I said Bryce played well and I feel good about the team because they played well. He set a good example. I don't know what to tell you. 215-592-9494. You got a Mets problem. What the hell does that even mean? They will be fine. Relax. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the next quarter.
We need to get you a Snickers. That came in the first segment.
Dude, he started it.
I'm just saying, but your blood went there in the first segment.
I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm good.
I got good news for you. The rest of the show, that's all.
I can't eat a Snickers anyway.
I know it.
But don't worry. I got good news for you.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Coming up next or now?
Coming up next.
Okay. Wow. Good news from Jack.
Great news.
Next. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Yeah, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.